The Reclaiming America for Christ radio network is on the air. Stay tuned for today's Heartland Nation with Pastor Bruce DeLay.
This is Bruce DeLay. Let me hear from you by email. It's HeartlandNationHQ at gmail.com. That's HeartlandNationHQ at gmail.com.
Good evening, Boston. Welcome to the Heartland Nation program. My name is Bruce DeLay. Thanks for joining me. Thanks, by the way, for emailing and all the contacts I've been receiving. I appreciate it very much. Once again, Tuesday nights right here on WROL, Heartland Nation with Bruce DeLay. Thanks for being here with us. You've got, just like last Tuesday, snow and ice, cold wind, cold temperatures, of course. It's wintertime. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny. However, still, the high temperatures will be below freezing, and so you'll get more snow Thursday night. And guess what? That does not add up for anything but wintertime. That's right. It's just wintertime, period. You'll make it. You'll live. We'll all survive. All right. Let's talk today about, let me just run down the list what we're going to cover today. Super Bowl is kind of a big deal. We'll talk about that, some unique aspects of the game last Sunday in Arizona. Also, American Sniper broke Super Bowl weekend records. We'll mention something special going on in Texas for Chris Kyle on this past Super Bowl weekend. Just yesterday was a special day in Texas for Chris Kyle and his memory, his family. Also want to talk as we go to work, after just a few preliminary, stories, as we go to real work tonight on Heartland Nation, we'll talk about a mega church in Nashville. We'll talk about the acceptance of the homosexual philosophy, the homosexual agenda, the whole, the watering down of the American gospel, the avoidance of the Bible when it comes to the topic of homosexuality. We'll talk about that and what's going on in Nashville with one of the most well-known celebrities in America today, and how she helped to persuade and helped to carry, carry this agenda for the homosexuals in America to the point now that evangelical churches are buying in to the same-sex marriage agenda wholesale. How in the world can they do that and still preach from the Bible on Sunday morning from the pulpit? I think we'll look at it. We'll see some of the seeds of how a country, how a church gets to where it is. Kind of the state of the church address, you might say, on the area of homosexuality. We'll also talk in the second half of the program about Calvinism from a different perspective. I'm not going to bore you with a theological discussion on Calvinism, but what I am going to do is I'm going to expose how some people are using a sort of pseudo-Calvinism as a hiding place from reality. In other words, well, you know, brother, everything's going to work out. God is in control, and there's nothing we can do anyway, right? I mean, they're calling that Calvinism, and they're hiding there from the issues of the day. We'll talk about that. Also, I want to talk to you about Boston in 1775. Something called the Declaration of the Causes. Have you heard of this thing? Have you heard what they did, what General Gage did to the Bostonians in 1775 and how they went for it? How those people were suckered in to giving up their firearms by being lied to by the British, and then, all those promises, once the firearms were turned in, they went away. And people then were subjugated. One of the real triggers of the American War for Independence is what General Gage did in Boston. We'll talk about that because the parallels for today are quite clear. The attack on the Second Amendment, the attack on the freedoms, the God-given liberties to us as Americans and so forth, You know, the gun lobby today, the ones who say the NRA is evil, the ones who say that only, you know, the Army and the police officers should have weapons and so forth, that we don't need to hunt squirrels anymore. By the way, you can go down to the grocery store and buy a chicken. You don't need to hunt for your food. Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. And the agenda to take away our guns and to completely stomp our Second Amendment rights into the dust are afoot. They are on full speed ahead. So we'll talk about that. I want to take you back to do a little history on Boston in 1775, the Declaration of the Causes. And I want to tie that in. I just want to use that as an example, you know, of all the different things. You know, the people who hide in a pseudo-Calvinism in their mind, a religiosity that says, hey, I'm waiting around for Jesus to come and there's nothing I can do anyway, right? And the Bible really backs me up. Calvinism is basically saying that God's on the throne, so we don't have to get involved. Is that what Calvinism is? And people who say that, I just want to use this illustration from 1775. And, of course, they're doing it in Connecticut. They're already saying they're going to take their firearms and so forth and all around the country. So it's not really a 1775 example only. It's today. And I want to use that because I have some bombshell quotes from, oh, yeah, the grandpappy of Calvinism, John Calvin himself. What he said about these kind of, oh, yeah, he addressed it. Yes, he did. And I'm going to give you some quotes of old grandpappy Calvin. And you'll see that the pseudo-Calvinism of today, that so many religious people who are afraid and uninformed are trying to run into and hide and still not lose their dignity and their honor by being aloof and non-involved. I can always claim I'm a Calvinist, right? I'll show you that that does not represent John Calvin whatsoever. All right, here we are, Heartland Nation, Bruce DeLay. Let's get started. Let's talk about the Super Bowl just a little bit here at the first. It's kind of a big deal, right? I like football because it's uniquely American. I like football because they don't do it any other places. I know they got it in Canada. Yeah, it's kind of our little brother, whatever. It doesn't really count. I'm talking about American football is something that the rest of the world honors and respects. They have kind of a veneration for it, although they call